This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Once again, we're joined by Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein, a board-certified plastic surgeon, acclaimed for his dedication to patient safety and education. And Dr. Rubenstein, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us once again.
It is my pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
You are more than welcome, and great to speak with you once again. So you're one of the first plastic surgery practices to introduce Elicor micro-coring treatment, the first and only FDA-cleared micro-coring device to remove sagging skin. If you would, tell us more about this and what makes this a good option for some people.
Well, I think the first thing to talk about is what is it, because it's the first treatment of its kind that's ever been FDA approved to basically, the idea is to remove skin with no incisions. So it's a way to get some firming of the skin, to remove skin, get a tighter contour somewhere, smooth out lines without making any incisions. There's no visible scarring. And the way it works is through a process called micro-coring. Micro-coring means tiny little cores or little round holes that are taken out of the skin. You know, imagine a needle. Most needles we think of are solid. Well, think of a hollow needle, real, real small, that as it goes through the skin, it takes a little piece, a little round piece of the skin inside the needle. And that needle is hooked up to a vacuum behind it. And the little piece of skin gets sucked up into the vacuum, and that needle passes through the skin multiple times, taking multiple micro cores. Now, it kind of looks like a sewing machine when it's working, because it kind of pistons back and forth in and out and makes a pattern in the skin, a little array of tiny little dots where skin has been removed. And those micro cores allow the skin to heal and tighten in that area. And you can take as much as 8% of the surface area of the skin when you're doing this treatment in the area that you're treating. So, you know, if you take 8% of the skin, well, it's going to end up a little bit firmer, a little smoother, a little tighter. And even with one treatment, sometimes we've seen some pretty nice results.
That is certainly quite interesting, and thanks for getting into some of the details there. That is most helpful. Now, who are the recommended candidates for this procedure, Elicor?
Well, I'll tell you, it's so new that we're trying to figure out the best uses of it and who would be the best candidates. Right now, where we've seen the best results have been around the mouth. You know, people get a little bit of folds, like the what we call the nasolabial fold, which is the fold from the corner of the nose to the corner of the mouth. Those are like smile lines, people sometimes call it. Sometimes they can be a little soft and loose and deep. And by doing something like Elicor, you can really minimize those lines and, you know, not using any filler and not making any incisions, just removing a tiny amount of skin in a pretty simple procedure done under local anesthesia. And, you know, that might be all you need to get that firmer and smoother. Also trying it in the elbows, sometimes around the upper tummies. Women have a baby and they have a little bit of loose skin just above the belly button. Obviously not something you want to do a tummy tuck for, but this could be a really good way to firm up that little bit of loose skin.
Well, I'm sure you've piqued the interest of the audience on this procedure, no doubt about that. Now, what are some of the other latest trends in plastic surgery in general? I'll get into some of those.
Well, the trends now are really always that less is more, and we're seeing some of the procedures where people have gone big, they're now going smaller. You know, the BBL, the Brazilian butt lift procedure, is something that was a big fad for a lot of years, but now in recent times, we're seeing people want to reverse some of the really big butts that have been made. And if people are having it done are now looking for a more athletic look. So that's just something that has shifted in what people think is the best look for today.
Always good to have you with us. We're speaking with, once again, Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein, a board-certified plastic surgeon, acclaimed for his dedication to patient safety and education. And he's joined us once again here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel. a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, as a patient advocate, what is the most important detail to remind people when choosing a plastic surgeon and or plastic surgery? If you would, get into some of those details.
Well, those are two bit different questions. Choosing plastic surgery, the reason to have anything done is because it's very important to you personally. You have to be very personally motivated, and you'll make sure that you're doing things for the right reason. Don't, you know, give in to pressure from your spouse, from your friends. Just make sure whatever you're doing is for you. Now, in terms of choosing a surgeon, number one thing to look for is just making sure your doctor's board certified in plastic surgery. And beyond that, just see a few doctors, see a few board-certified plastic surgeons, and try and find someone you have a good vibe with, someone that you feel like they understand what you're looking for, and that you understand when they explain to you, you know, the details of the procedure, and probably you're going to end up having a great result.
And there you have it. Again, Dr. Rubenstein, always great to have you with us. Always appreciate your insights and information shared. Where can people go to learn more about you and plastic surgery procedures online?
Well, you can always find me on Instagram at Dr. Rubenstein, D-R Rubenstein, which is D-R-R-U-B-I-N-S-T-E-I-N. You should also check out my new IG, Naked Beauty, at Naked Beauty TV. At Naked Beauty TV, one word, no dots, just the way it sounds. At Naked Beauty TV is an IG that is part of a TV project that I'm working on that shows you behind-the-scenes things you've never seen before in the aesthetics and beauty industry. Things like, how do they make breast implants? Where does Restylane come from? And we're about to produce a new segment on something called exosomes, which is really cutting-edge technology being used on skin to help healing, to help refresh the skin. Really exciting stuff. Exosomes is going to be, I think, the next wave in medical care, not just aesthetics.
And of course, listeners, as always, you can find these links within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Dr. Rubenstein, all the best. Happy holidays, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year. Stay healthy.
And thank you again. We've been speaking with Dr. Adam J. Rubenstein, a board-certified plastic surgeon acclaimed for his dedication to patient safety and education. And to learn more, visit dr-rubenstein.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.